It's the Pirates Week for May 17th, 2009. I am Ragnar Danisjode, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but we cover all aspects of free media and pirate radio. Hey, not much in the Pirates in the News stories this week, but we will go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network, and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We have a whole bunch of off-air recordings for you this week, and some other news concerning the FCC in general, so we'll close it out with some closing thoughts from me. So stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
How's everybody doing this last week? It's been a good week, actually. I got the garden planted yesterday, and actually, after I get done with this show, I'm going to go out in the backyard and swap out dipoles, something always fun to do on a sunny Sunday afternoon. Now, this last week, I've been messing with Twitter more and more. This week, I downloaded TweetDeck. It's a small application that really lets you scan the Twitterverse, so to speak. I set up a couple searches with pirate radio keywords and watched what was going on in pirate radio around the Twitterverse. Lots of references to the Boat the Rock, the movie that's out. But once you filtered out the chaff, there was a lot of interesting tweets to find. I've come to realize something fundamental. Well, maybe not realize, but I've confirmed to myself something fundamental. Shortwave pirates are, of course, a close-knit bunch with a lot of communication between, well, not only the ops and their audiences, but also communication between the station operators and between the audiences of the individual stations. Now, this is a lot of cross-pollination between those audiences of all the various stations that are out there. Now, this is probably due to just the nature of the wide signal propagation of shortwave radio. FM pirates, however, they tend to be different. The nature of FM broadcasting is a small island of signal pattern as the station broadcasts to its discrete local audiences. There tends to be very little communications between station or between the audiences of the individual stations, outside of a main city that may have three or four pirate radio stations. But across the country, there is very little communication between FM stations. Now, this inhibits the ability to find new stations and to create a larger community of FM pirate radio stations. With many of the FM stations utilizing Twitter to communicate with the audiences, it's possible to skim the Twitterverse to start finding all these stations as they're talking to their audience. You can really start appreciating the diversity of pirate radio around the country and really around the world, as each one of these little islands of pirate radio stations and their audience can be explored. It's really cool and it's fun to do. It's what I've been doing this last week, exploring and finding all these FM stations around the country and around the world, and you can finally start really starting to appreciate all the different stations that are out there. Talking about finding pirates on Twitter, I found a shortwave pirate on Twitter just yesterday, actually. I was looking at the website. I'm not even going to try. It's a German sounding. It's Radio 99 in German. They claim to be broadcasting on 6673 from the Buckeye State here in North America, and have some interesting photos of their Dave Martin-designed Corsair rig. Really kind of cool. The only thing I want to know is, what's the key for? I guess they start their radio up like a car, maybe. I'm not really sure. Anyways, I'll put links in the show notes of Radio Non Unnonzig, Radio 99 in the show notes. Okay, I'm going to stop babbling now, and we'll get into Pirates in the News.
Pirates in the News.
Well, like I said in the opening, really don't have much for Pirates in the News, but I did see Ofcom is reporting a record year. Ofcom, of course, is the regulating body in the UK. Ofcom has published an enforcement report for action taken in 2008. Ofcom conducted raids and prosecuted 28 individuals for illegal use of the airwaves, which can cause interference to communication systems used by safety of life services as well as licensed radio stations. Well, so says Ofcom. During 2008, Ofcom carried out 36 studio raids and secured 28 prosecutions and 14 formal cautions and removed 489 illegal transmitters and issued 74 written warnings to combat illegal broadcasting activities. Ofcom went on to cite interference to fire department radio gear from pirate radio stations as a reason for public safety and the growth of e-commerce for the amount of pirate radio gear availability. Did you catch that? That was a 489 illegal transmitters confiscated in 2008 by the UK's governing body, Ofcom. Wow. They're really, with the interest, with the uptick of interest in pirate radio this last year, with the movie coming out, The Boat That Rocked, I would bet dollars to donuts that 489, as large as it is going to spike in 2009. Okay, that's really the only news item. There will be a link in the show notes to the report that Ofcom generated for their 2008 activities. And that's really all that's going on this week in Pirates in the News. Let's get on to some forum postings.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN forum postings.
Taking a look around the internet this last week for some relevant forum postings on Pirate Radio, starting off like we always do with the Free Radio Network at frn.net/vine. Psycho notes that WBCQ's Area 51 is as close as you can get to pirate radio on the legal broadcast bands. That's the 5110 transmitter controlled by Cosmic Debris. Cosmic programs airtime with pirate radio material, as well as some other shows that share the pirate radio spirit. Psycho wonders how many other people listen to Area 51. Seems that most of the FRN crew listens regularly, as in most shortwave stations, audience size in the larger population is definitely hard to measure. Looking over at HF Underground, Byron24230 posts that almost every night, usually a really late, like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m., he gets a really faint chanting of some sort on 4843 megahertz. And he says it almost sounds Native American or possibly Arabic chanting of some sort. He's wondering, anyone knows what that is? That's interesting. What are you doing listening at... Well, I've listened at 2 a.m., so I'm not going to bust his balls for that one. Over on Alt Radio Pirate, Pinachu posts asking about Marianne Kale. Seems he heard references to her during a pirate radio broadcast called Marianne Calling by Uncle Shekelstein. He went on rants about the gay ghost and the drug OxyContin. Actually, this sounds like a very familiar broadcast. I think I've heard this one. The broadcast also referred to someone named Marianne Keogh. Well, on alt radio pirate Drifter points him towards the Loafhead Wars thread on the Free Radio Network. Penichu, he may want to also do some investigating on YouTube. Seems I remember some controversy a few months back about some of the Loafhead Wars stuff over there. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 692, May 16th, 2009, covering free radio activity from the 9th to the 15th of May. Pirate radio stations being heard on air include All Aboard, a fake number station, Barnyard Radio, Captain Morgan, Dead Cat Radio, MAC Shortwave, Radio Clandestine, a presumed WEAK relay, Radio Gaga, Radio Pigmeat International, Psycho Radio, Thinking Man Radio, WBNY, WEAK, and Wolverine Radio. And making the jump across the pond from Europe, Mystery Radio was heard by Greg Majewski on 6220, the 9th of May. Stations sending out QSLs this last week are the stations of Barnyard Radio, Radio Azteca, Blue Ridge Radio, Radio XXP, Thinking Man Radio, Radio Gaga, Calling Marco, WFUQ, and Yellow Rhino Radio, all stations sending out QSLs this last week.
We are a privately owned FM station. Real Free Radio, the new 104.3.
You've got Real Pirate Radio.
104.3.
Yeah, we like to start off the off-air recording segment with the, well, that's an ID from 104.3 Real Free Radio. They also carry the Pirates Week, one of our affiliates out there in the pirate radio universe. Like I said, we're getting into the off-air segment, and I got a good one for you. We're going to start off with Barnyard Radio, 6925 upper sideband, around 0130 or so, the 11th of March. Take a listen to this. This is Barnyard Radio with their Noise Rock Show.
On the ground.
Okay, one of the most important pioneers of noise rock
out of New York City.
And I got one more.
One more for the Motor City.
The Stooges.
You can't really talk about noisy rock and roll without the Stooges.
This is from the first record. And that's also going to be one of the big songs, but that's because it really does fit exactly in the genre. So enjoy, and after that we'll be moving on to the more modern stuff. Just wanted to get you some ground for
also caught Radio Clandestine this week, 6925 upper sideband, 2115, 2130 UTC. This is the 12th of May, SINPO 34322. This is R.F. Burns on the classic Radio Clandestine, recorded off the Drake SW8. This is actually the sign-off around 2133. Then there is the WEAK relay ID after the show. They were WEAK was relaying Radio Clandestine.
You're listening to Radio Clandestine, the ship that sails the seven seas. Pirate bootleg radio programming, Radio Clandestine. life or something vaguely resembling it.
Clandestine, classic.
Clandestine country. Radio clandestine. Eric Burns. Boris Signutsky.
Boris here.
And Thrule, the cabin boy. All here on Radio Clandestine, the pirate bootleg station. Broadcasting from on board a ship somewhere off the North American coast. Listening to Radio Clandestine as we conclude our broadcast day
on this international shortwave band. This is your host, Olive Byrne, looking forward to meeting you, the shortwave listener.
Well, I got a bunch of stuff from Lex this week. Lex, of course, down in Texas with the indoor loop of magnet wire strung around his ceiling. And hey, I really appreciate the recordings put on the drop, especially weeks like today when I'm scarce on material. So let's get into it. Lex caught WEAK. This is just the IDs from a week's broadcast on March 15th, 6925 USB, 0100 to 0200 UTC. Take a listen to a compilation of WEAK IDs from that broadcast.
You are listening to WEAK Loop Radio. Weak radio. 15 milliwatts of weak power.
Lex also caught Wolverine Radio's broadcast last night on 6925 Upper Sideband. That's the 17th of May, 0100, 0115 UTC. Actually, I think most of the Western Hemisphere caught Wolverine last night by the looks of the logs. I know he was pounding in here last night. Several people were tuned into the Gulch listening to it. This is Wolverine Radio with the Devils themed show. This is a compilation of the various Wolverine radio IDs throughout the show that Lex caught, and hey, take a listen to Wolverine.
Wolverine
And finally, Lex caught Psycho Radio, 6933 Upper Sideband, the 17th of May, 0300 UTC. This is Uncle Bob blowing a gasket. Caution, this does have some rough language in it, but there is a bleeped version for broadcast available for download. Lex goes on to say, reportedly, this was a low-power broadcast, either 5 watts or 5 milliwatts. He wasn't sure, but he does not have a confirmation on that. So take a listen to this low-power broadcast of Psycho Radio.
I think somebody's got it by accident. I checked around here and nobody's seen it. So it's got to be out here somewhere, maybe floating around in the ionosphere. Has anybody seen my medication? I need it. How many times do I have to tell you? Is it in that tube? It ain't worth the shit. Throw it away. This is, I'm out here. Who wants to hear the band?
One, two, three, four, five. Hello, radio. Hello, 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 hello.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, taking a look at some other radio news, H.R. 2153 is making its way through the House of Representatives. This bill would change the way the FCC does business. That and the news story that the Supreme Court has ruled that you do have the right to swear as long as it's in safe harbor. Both stories this week from This Week in Amateur Radio.
Congress is taking a hard look at the way in which the FCC operates, with an eye at changing the way the regulatory agency does business. A bill to change the way that the FCC approaches all regulatory matters has been introduced in the United States House of Representatives. Sponsored by Representatives Joe Barton of Texas and Cliff Stearns of Florida, H.R. 2183 seeks to reform some of the Federal Communications Commission's regulatory processes. Among the matters that H.R. 2183 addresses is a requirement that would force the FCC to let the public see any and all proposed rules and rules changes before it adopts them. Also, that the agency would be forced to provide everyone with a realistic amount of time to comment. In this area, the measure would require the FCC to provide at least 30 days for comments and an additional 30 days for replies on the published language of proposed rules. The measure would also give the FCC only 30 days from adoption of a policy to release the actual text of the decision. According to the wording of the bill, Representatives Barton and Stearns want to require the agency to publish, weekly, the items being circulated among the commissioners for a vote. They also want to name any commissioner who has not voted on a given item. For ham radio, this would mean knowing more about what the FCC is thinking in regard to changes in our service, instead of having to second-guess what the future might bring.
Using dirty words in any broadcast is illegal. So says the Supreme Court in its Tuesday, April 28th narrow ruling in favor of a government policy, one that threatened broadcasters with fines over the use of even a single curse word on any broadcast. By a 5-4 vote, the court threw out an earlier decision by the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that had found in favor of a Fox television-led challenge to the FCC policy. That court returned the case to the agency for what it had termed as a reasoned analysis of its tougher line of indecency. Instead, the FCC took the matter to the Supreme Court. By way of background, the FCC changed its long-standing policy after it concluded that an unofficial one-free expletive rule did not make sense. This, in the context of keeping the airwaves free of indecency when children are likely to be watching television. This based on a Supreme Court decision ruled 31 years ago that determined that the FCC could ban curse words from the airwaves between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. local time in any given broadcast market. The events leading to this latest change involved a number of live broadcasts of award shows in which celebrities let slip a few variations of certain dirty words. So-called fleeting expletives were not treated as indecent before then. The Fox television station and other networks challenged the policy after the FCC singled out use of the words by entertainers Bono, Cher, and Nicole Richie during awards programs that aired in 2002 and 2003. What, if anything, this ruling might mean to personal radio users at this time is unclear. In the short term, likely, nothing. However, the FCC has been known to use legal findings in one service as basis to enforce rules in another. It has successfully denied license renewals in several services based on violations in others, and used cross-service violations to successfully lift all licenses in some cases. That's even happened in ham radio. Now, with so many scanner radios out there in households with young children, there is the possibility, albeit a remote one, that enough complaints reaching the FCC about a foul-mouthed ham could bring some enforcement action based on this ruling regarding broadcast indecency into play.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. So what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a couple things. We learned the U.S. Congress is finally looking at the going-ons over there at the FCC. And also the Twitterverse is bringing pirate radio people together. Oh, hey, yeah, I did want to mention there will be no show next week for the holiday. So I will see you in 2 weeks on the 31st. Okay, that's it. I'm out of here, gang. As always, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor's soft glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.